We've been excited about this all morning long since this was booked for us by our producer. It is the story of Jean Marie Faggiano and her family, who were living in the Philippines when Pearl Harbor was attacked on December 7, 1941. Now, the following month, she and her family, along with over 3,600 other civilians, were forced to surrender to the Imperial Japanese Army and live as civilian prisoners of war at the Santo Tomas internment camp in Manila. That lasted for 37 months. Now, her son, Jean Marie's son, you might recognize from our sister station from the river, Doc Michael McCoy. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Thanks for joining us to tell us the story, because there has been a book written, and it's called My Mother's Eyes, and it's with Doc McCoy and Jean Marie yourself. You've written this book. Tell us about what happened to you.
Well, I was 6 years old, and my family and myself were captured during World War, right after Pearl Harbor, and we were placed into the Santo Tomas prison camp in Manila. We were told to be there 3 days, and we were there 37 months.
How were you treated by the Japanese?
In the beginning, pretty well, until the regular army came in about a year and a half later, and then the starvation took over, and the beatings, and atrocities.
We hear oftentimes stories about Americans who were Japanese Americans who were put into internment camps here, and a lot of people still feel very angry and bitter about that. But we don't hear the other side about Americans who were actually taken and held hostage by the Japanese.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things I found out when we went back to the Philippines, because we took a trip back and had some pictures put in this book through my mother's eyes. And most of the young Filipino people didn't even know that Americans were captured, that weren't all military.
What happened to your family?
My family and my mother, father, brother, and myself survived. My father was tortured very bad. He had to pull a cart for the Japanese food like a horse. And as long as he stayed strong enough to do that, then he wasn't beaten or tortured. But he weighed less than 80 pounds when we were liberated.
And there's some pretty dramatic moments in this book, obviously. But there was one Japanese guard who did make things a little bit easier for your family.
You know, he liked me. He used to call me Shirley Temple because I had 10 curls in my hair, and I was very blonde. He says, ah, Shirley Temple. And I taught him how to speak English. He taught me how to speak Japanese. At that time, I spoke six languages because I was born in China and then lived in the Philippines, so I spoke many languages. But this young fellow took a liking to me, and he came up to my door at my room, room 48 in the main building, one night, knocked on the door, and my mother answered, and he says, I want to speak to Jerry-san. San, a sign of respect, of course. And so I went out. My mother thought I had done something wrong, which I always did. And so he bowed to me, and that was very unusual, Melanie, and because you had to bow to them every time you passed a Japanese soldier. And he says, Jerry-san, Migo Bataan, no more come back. So he knew that he was going to Bataan and he would be killed. And that was the last I saw of him. They gave me this can, and it was filled after I went back in my room and 47 people starving in the room, and opened up the can, and it was these almond candies that you get at Easter, different color. I forget what they're called.
They're candy-coated almonds, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. And it was filled to the brim with these, and my mother said, we have to share these. Of course, we would probably have been killed if we didn't, but anyway, we shared every last candy with everybody in the room, even starving. We did that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Doc McCoy is with us as well. When you hear these stories, obviously, mm-hmm. from your mom, and thank God that you are here to share these stories, what do you think of her?
Oh, I'm extremely proud, of course. I mean, it's an, just, you know, when you think back of the story of survival with the internees that were there, there were many that didn't make it, too. And to just be, I wouldn't be here if, obviously, she didn't make it. But I'm extremely proud of my family, what they did. I think it's a testament to their enduring faith and hope. You know, that they would get through this and cohesiveness as a family, that no matter what happens, I mean, my grandparents, they would get a little bit of food, they'd eat what they could, and then they'd make sure that their kids had the rest and were fed. So they would starve themselves before they let their children, you know. So that's why my grandparents were in such bad shape at the very end. My mother and brother were, uncle were as well, but grandparents especially.
An inspiring and amazing story. Please, folks, pick up the book My Mother's Eyes by Michael McCoy and Jean Marie Heskett. Just so inspirational. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Melanie.